Over 100 injured, 200 arrested in Hong Kong protests on China's National Day. By BenQ on October 2, 2019. Over 100 people were injured and police arrested nearly 200 during demonstrations in Hong Kong on Tuesday against China's celebration of its 70th anniversary as a communist state. A Hong Kong Hospital Authority spokesperson confirmed to local public broadcaster RTHK that, as of Wednesday morning, 104 people had been hospitalized for injuries sustained during yesterday's protests. Those wounded included 81 men and 23 women, 29 of whom are now in stable condition. Two men remain in a critical condition and are receiving treatment at Pamaliu Nethersole Eastern Hospital and Ratanji Hospital. Another 71 people have already been discharged. The shocking number of injuries came as police announced that 269 people were arrested during the demonstration. Deputy Police Commissioner Tang Ping-Kung confirmed in a press briefing on Wednesday that 30 police officers were among the injured, blaming protesters for allegedly attacking them. In a separate press briefing, Police Commissioner Stephen Low said that the suspects were arrested on charges including rioting, unlawful assembly, possession of offensive weapons, and assaulting police officers. He added that it was one of the most violent, chaotic days in the history of Hong Kong. Low also confirmed that police shot 6 live rounds of ammunition on Tuesday, with one high school student being shot in the chest from close range, an action he described as reasonable and legal, as the officer responsible had legitimately feared for his life. The victim arrived in the hospital in critical condition requiring emergency surgery to remove the bullet, which was located 3 centimeters from his heart. Tuesday's mass demonstrations took place despite authorities warning they were illegal. Many on the streets shouted slogans such as, "There is no National Day celebration, only a national tragedy." One of the protesters' principal aims was the disruption of the 70th anniversary of the founding of Communist China, a period during which tens of millions have been killed, imprisoned, persecuted, and denied fundamental human rights. Hong Kong has been subject to widespread political and civil unrest since early June, when pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets in opposition to an extradition bill that would have allowed criminal suspects to be sent to China for trial. The bill has since been shelved by Hong Kong CEO Carrie Lam, although the demonstrations have since evolved into a campaign against police brutality, with participants demanding the release of over 1,000 detainees. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.